What is free-range parenting? It's basically letting your kids do stuff without supervision. So staying home alone, playing outside unattended, walking home from school alone, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So basically parenting in the 80s. That's what free-range parenting is. The free-range parenting, it wants to make self-sufficient children. And some people aren't happy about that. But why?
I don't know.
I don't understand. Why don't you want your child to be self-sufficient?
So much has changed since we were younger. The society now, people are scared of everything. It seems there's been a lot of fear-mongering, I think. And in society, you should be scared of this. You should protect your kids from this. And parents have done that. They've protected their kids from the possibility of getting kidnapped by driving them to school.
Yeah.
There's like not a for sure that your kid's going to get kidnapped. Yeah. They can definitely walk to school. But the possibility of that risk is just too much. So parents are driving their kids to school. They're not letting them walk to the park by themselves. They are, you know, helicopter parenting, but it's in their kids' best interest. But it makes me think of like chickens, free-range chickens. Was I a free-range chicken growing up? Clearly I was.
Were you raised in a barn with 1,000 other children?
Mm-hmm, and all I ate was seeds. It was brutal.
Cruise news.
It turns out City Council will still be considering the possibility of overpasses and underpasses at Saskatoon Railway Cross. Oh, boy.
Whaleway crossings.
Whaleway crossings.
Those whaleway crossings suck. I don't like them.
I'm going to start over.
I don't like them at all.
It turns out City Council will still be considering the possibility of overpasses and underpasses at Saskatoon Railway crossings. This is important news to anyone that has a phone charger. One of the most important things in our lives. I think that's fair to say. The little device that keeps the juice flowing in our phones. More specifically, though, these are phone chargers that did not come with your phone. I'm talking the ones you get at the gas station at 2 a.m. when you're like, oh my God, I need a phone charger right now.
The ones that break after using them for 2 weeks.
Basically.
Yeah.
This is important, though. Health Canada is actually recalling over 1.5 million uncertified USB chargers that were found to pose the risk of electrical shock and possibly fires.
Now, the thing about this is it's no specific brand, right?
Gosh, no.
No.
No, there's 1.5 million of them.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of random phone chargers that aren't certified. So if you go to your phone charger right now and it doesn't say like certified by the Canadian government or something like that, yeah, there's a good chance it might light you on fire. So
yeah,
just a heads up for that.
And these are the ones, if you're wondering, oh my gosh, is this my phone charger? They were the ones they said sold at dollar stores and gas stations, those kind of things. So it's not going to be your iPhone charger. That one's going to be okay. It's the ones that are, for some reason, so unbelievably affordable. I wonder why.
That really narrows it down, too, hey? If you bought a charger at a gas station or a dollar store, basically the two places where you buy a phone charger, just a heads up, it might light you on fire.
If you're very concerned about this and you would like to find out more information, healthycanadians.gc.ca is the website that has all the details as to which of these phone chargers are included in the recall.
Kids of today, I don't think they're going to care. I mean, being lit on fire or not having your phone,
it's worth the risk.
Believe it or not, that's a tough decision for kids nowadays. Hey, Stacy, can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Can you spell ginger ale for me? How do you spell it?
I will spell it G, capital G, I-N-G-E-R-A-L-E.
So no space there. It's just one word.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you thought ginger ale was spelt.
I sure did.
Yesterday, old Stacy Cooper is on Google, and she's like, why won't any images come up for ginger ale when I type it in? I don't get it. And I'm like, well, are you spelling it right? Like, I thought you spelt ale, A-I-L, or something like that.
No. Come on, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, don't be ridiculous. No. And I look, it's like, it's one word. And she's like, yeah, ginger ale. Ginger ale, one word, ginger ale. No, it's two, like ginger ale.
And in my mind, it's one word, like Gatorade. Ginger ale.
No.
I still get ridiculed for this by my husband. Is the saying, when you throw caution to the wind?
Yeah.
For the longest time, and I never really used the phrase, but I just heard it, and I assumed that you threw caution into the wind.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I was like, kosh must be slang for like all your cares or your feelings or whatever. I just didn't, you know, really think about it, but I always thought it was throw kosh into the wind.
Yeah, the best way to spend a nice Friday afternoon, throwing kosh into that wind.
Take all that kosh and chuck it.
What did you think kosh was at the time?
I have no idea. Like slang for something. I don't know.
So you didn't even know what it was.
No,
and you were still using the phrase, though. You were still using it even though you did not know what it meant?
Basically.
That takes courage right there.
It happens.
Takes guts.
I also had another one. This one I still use because it's just such a close difference to me. It doesn't really matter. But when you nip something in the bud.
Yeah.
I always thought you nipped it in the butt.
Oh, my.
Like, you know, you go up and just like, we'll put an end to this.
Yeah.
Pinch on your butt. But you're actually nipping off the bud of a flower so it stops growing. Who knew?
Stacey Cooper, everyone. Stacey Cooper.